AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Members of the House Judiciary Committee consider a bill to ban semi-automatic weapons. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan calls the response to another spate of mass killings Democratic propaganda.
Democrats know this legislation will not reduce violent crime or reduce the likelihood of mass shootings, but they are obsessed with attacking law-abiding Americans. Second Amendment liberties.
The Senate Judiciary Committee also holds a hearing on gun violence. Highland Park, Illinois Mayor Nancy Rotering, in her testimony, asks what's the difference between the United States and other countries when it comes to mass violence.
We know that there are mental health issues in other countries throughout this world. We know that there are troubled people who are inclined towards violence. What's the differentiating factor? Combat weapons and access to civilians.
Seven people were killed, several others wounded, when a young man opened fire on a crowd watching the city's 4th of July parade earlier this month. The top school official in Uvalde, Texas, is recommending the firing of the school system's police chief. Mike Hempen has this.
The Uvalde School Board will consider firing Police Chief Pete Arredondo at a special meeting Saturday. State officials have accused Arredondo of making several critical mistakes. During the May 24th mass shooting at Robb Elementary, 19 students and two teachers were killed. At a school board meeting Monday, Michael Brown, the father of a student who survived, asked Superintendent Hal Harrell about the police response.
Do you think our officers that were in the schoolroom that day did their job, yes or no?
No, not what I saw.
So if they didn't do their job, why are we still employing them?
The audio courtesy of KSAT-TV. If fired, Arredondo would become the first officer ousted from his job following the deadliest Texas school shooting in history.
This is AP News. President Biden, on a visit to the site of a former coal-fired power plant in Somerset, Massachusetts, says even though he's not officially declaring one, the U.S. and the rest of the world do face an emergency when it comes to fighting climate change.
I will not take no for an answer. I will do everything in my power to clean our air and water, protect our people's health, to win the clean energy future.
Biden is taking several executive actions, including steps to bolster the domestic offshore wind industry in the Gulf of Mexico, as well as in the Southeast, and as well as expanding federal efforts to help communities cope with soaring temperatures. After a surprising number of House Republicans voted in favor of a bill to protect same-sex marriage, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced an effort to pass the measure, despite needing 10 Republicans to support the bill and break a filibuster. Two Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine and Rob Portman of Ohio, are co-sponsors. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.